Hi, I'm Gary from Stonyfield, the organic yogurt company, a longtime proud supporter of Living on Earth. By making our yogurt cups thinner, we reduce the fuel needed to ship them. That cuts costs and carbon emissions. Who says what's good for the earth isn't good for business?
Maybe it's cold outside, but birds don't get nervous when the temperatures drop. They don't get cold feet. Bird Notes Michael Stein tells the tale.
Have you ever watched ducks walking around in freezing temperatures and wondered how they keep their feet from freezing? The ducks seem oblivious to the cold, even as they stand on ice-covered lakes and streams. Or perhaps you've been concerned that the tiny feet of songbirds will freeze to metal perches. Unlike our feet, birds' feet are little more than bone, sinew, and scale, with very few nerves. But it takes more than a lack of nerves to keep their feet from freezing. A miraculous adaptation called rete mirabile is responsible. This fine, net-like pattern of arteries that carry warm blood from the bird's heart is interwoven with the veins carrying cold blood from the feet and legs. This interweaving warms the cold blood in these veins before it reaches the bird's heart. This system keeps the bird's legs and feet warm, even without leggings and slippers. And those little songbirds' feet? Don't worry. Birds' feet lack sweat glands and stay dry, so there's no danger of them freezing to metal perches. What was that called again? Rete mirabile.
Mirabile dictu. That's Michael Stein of Bird Note relating something wonderful about birds and cold feet. To see some photos of birds standing up to the cold, make tracks to our website, loe.org.